This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just paying attention to some of the comments on Top Chat. I just wanted to let you know that obviously some of you still are new and you're talking about commercials here. First of all, the show didn't start. First and foremost, and secondly, this is broadcast into 133 cities now. Just got picked up by another radio show, which will broadcast, affiliate, which will broadcast this Saturday. I also wanted to let you know that for the information so you wouldn't regurgitate the same things I keep reiterating over and over and over again, giving you the information in which you claim that you want and need. So, just so you know, with that said as well, there's some people out there that are talking about protecting the White House. I just got to tell you, you got to shut the TV off or shut down Hollywood, one of the two. You've been watching way, way too many Gerald Butler movies. You really have. Olympus has not fallen yet, okay? We still have the freedom to do the right thing here. It's up to the American people to do the right thing, and if they want to refuse to correct themselves in doing the right thing, well, then they can rest assured it's not going to just be the White House that's going to fall. It's going to be America as we know it that's going to fall, and there is, again, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Listen carefully, because this applies to America today. Jeremiah 2:19, thine own wickedness shall correct thee. And apparently it still hasn't. And thy backsliding shall reprove thee. And apparently it still hasn't. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and thing and a bitter thing that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Because if the fear of the Lord is in the people, they wouldn't be caught up into the game that they're caught up into today. How many people have said, well, Bradley, who do you think won? I said, oh, either way, the establishment has won. See, the problem is everybody complains about the establishment, right? They complain about the establishment, but they don't break off the chains that the establishment has put onto them, because they keep making the same rhetorical decisions day after day. That's the definition of insanity, friends. I want to take you back just a little bit, because I want to go back to actually 2008 with McCain and Obama. For the most part, people couldn't stand McCain. We all knew McCain was hated by the people. But did you know that polls showed that McCain was in a 5-point lead over Barack Obama? Now, during the first election cycle with Barack Obama, you have to understand that they were genuine results. Kids 18 to 33 years old, 68% of those people voted for Barack Hussein Obama. The second time around, that was illegitimate. As a matter of fact, for those that still have their eyes closed as to how this all works, remember before Barack Hussein Obama became the president, concerning the second cycle of incumbency as the president of the United States of America, does everybody remember when he was caught on a hot mic talking to a diplomat in Russia that he would do that his second term around? Before they even re-voted for a second term? Anybody remember this? Folks, the reason they get away with what they get away with is because the short memories of the American people. How did Barack Obama know that he won the second term when they didn't even come up to it yet? But he told a diplomat that he would the second term. He already knew, folks. For those that believe that the candidate for this presidency, this cycle, has not already been chosen, you are sadly mistaken. You are blinded by your own deceptions, is what you are. You're taken by those that lie to you. And as I said yesterday and I said the day before, these people know how to lie better than you know how to live and to tell the truth. Let me tell you that in a big way, because if you did, they wouldn't be in power today. But they're in power today because you're entertained out of your freedoms. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. But you're entertained out of your freedoms by two clowns in the circus of politics that work for the same powers that are tolerating concerning the establishment that you declare that you're sick and tired of. Just thought I'd share that with you. Read Jeremiah 2:19, friends. You've already passed up God's chastisements. You are now under the judgments of God. There's cycles with God. He said that seven times worse would come upon you. That's the stage that America is in right now. And you can rest assured, when you don't want to do it the Lord's way, you can rest assured, Psalm 9:17, that this nation is going to be turned into hell. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get a lot worse until America repents before God. Before God. And there is no other God outside of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, period. And you're going to find that out on Judgment Day if you don't learn it here in this life by the Holy Ghost. So it's for you to take heed. It's for you to take heed as to what you hear and what you see and make a decision and a choice as to whom you're going to serve. I want to go back and I want you to see how you've been played over and over again, cycle after cycle. Polls show McCain in the lead. Folks, he didn't have the support of the people. Let me go over to Hillary Clinton. Do you remember polls were showing that Hillary Clinton was in the lead? Remember? Same thing you're seeing today. We're being told today that Biden is in the lead. Folks, this is getting caught up into the game in front of you. Keep in mind, regardless if Donald Trump or Joe Biden wins, the establishment wins. That's what the American people haven't figured out. You've refused to listen to the fact that there's 1,156 other candidates to choose from, but because you're so sick of the establishment that you continuously play the same game, well, guess what? You're going to get the same results, and the same results are exactly what you're going to get again, regardless who becomes the president. But it shows you, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And here you are, America, caught up into the same game all over again. McCain didn't have the support. Barack Obama in 2008 genuinely did the second time around. He did not. I've proven that. Hillary Clinton has never had the support of the people. Matter of fact, when she kicked off her presidential commencement for the run for the White House back in 2016, was it? What happened? There was 22 people there. 14 of them were from the media. Okay, but they put it that Hillary Clinton was leading in the polls. And nobody built her up as his opposition more than Donald Trump did. As if to suggest, as I said yesterday, I say again today, that with all the intelligence apparatus that is available to him, he knows all the well as to how this is being played out. He knew Hillary Clinton didn't have the support, but he needed the contender. This is pro wrestling, friends. They have to fill the seats. How do they do that? They continuously promote the fight. It's always neck to neck, right? What about Joe Biden? The mainstream media just 3 weeks ago, friends, reported there wasn't one person that showed up to a Biden rally. We've seen it at the airport in Arizona. Folks, and who's blowing up Joe Biden as a real contender more than Donald Trump? Nobody is. Do you not understand how the game is being played? You're being laughed at. We're going to take a quick break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, just paying attention to the comments on Top Chat right now. If you want to go over there, by the way, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies through the mainstream media, which explains the censorship and the expunging of our content because they don't want you to have the facts, which are stubborn things. Truth demands a response, friends, and they don't want you to have the truth that demands a response because they're the ones that are going to have to give it if you demand that the truth be made known. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to answer one question as to a Top Chat question. Show me one verse in the Word that says to trust in the arm of the flesh. Well, Debbie, if you want to go ahead and contend with a bunch of Pharisees of the day or scribes, this is not the radio show. But I will be happy to go ahead and accommodate, Debbie. You asked the question, so here's the answer. Jeremiah 17:5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now, there's, I don't know, 20 different translations of that, but I gave you the King James Version, so I hope that helped you bring about the resolve that you say that you're looking for. But again, if you're looking to go ahead and contend for the faith, this is the place to do it, but make sure you know what you're talking about before sticking both feet in your mouth like you just did. Just wanted to share that, okay? And I'm doing that out of love and sincerity. With a little attitude today. With a little attitude. Folks, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I can go back to some of the things we were just talking about, just to show the American people how bad you look, how the joke is on the American people. McCain was up by 5 points over Obama. McCain never had the support, okay, just for the record. Going to Hillary Clinton led Donald Trump by 14 points. yet she never had the support. I can go down the whole list if you want me to, friends. I can go down. 90% of her Twitter account was completely fabricated, fake. Her Facebook ads were paid for by taxpayer dollars. They found ads in Craigslist to get people to go sit during her rallies, and they had to sit the whole day. They couldn't get up and move around at will because if they started to film, they wanted to make sure they could get as many people in the shot as they possibly could. When her whole presidential campaign kicked off, there was 22 people that showed up in Iowa. There was only 14 of them that just happened to be there from the media to blow it up to look a lot bigger than what it really is. You want to go there? Obama, the same thing. The second term with Barack Hussein Obama. They said that he had to move his seating from what, a 75,000 seat to a 20,000 seat, and he still couldn't get enough people to show up, even giving away free tickets. Do you all remember that he couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. during his second inaugurational prayer? Do you all remember that? I just want to make sure. Do you remember that Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to do a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama, but for some reason or another, his polls all across the country were just outstanding, when in fact many of them were found out to be fraudulent after the fact, and the American people allowed it, right? Do you want me to keep going here, friends? Because it's the same thing with his Twitter account. 70% was completely fabricated, fake. Do you not understand the game that you're caught up into? Do you not understand you got to break outside of this and look for different options? Because as long as you keep playing their game, you are adding strength to tyranny every step of the way. What about Joe Biden? I just got done sharing with you, friends, right before the break, the hard break. What happened just 3 weeks ago? The mainstream media came out on live television. I've got the ad. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it says, it's lonely out here. There's nobody out here. No lawn signs for Biden. Not one person showed up. But guess what, folks? Joe Biden's leading in the polls. Now, I want to make clear that you understand what I'm telling you here. What you're afraid of, what Joe Biden might do to you, I've said this 100 times to my listeners, but you need to hear it again. Donald Trump has already been doing to you for the last 4 years behind closed doors. And I've been doing my best to bring it to the light, friends, as to the same cycle that people get caught up into, in hopes that the people would make the right choice by judging these administrations by their fruit and breaking the cycle off this country. But nope, they're all caught up into the same game. Oh, we need to pray that the Lord makes sure that Trump's God's man. He's got to stay in there. He's got to do what he's been doing as he advocates the homosexual agenda. Easy to find. As he gives $100 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Obama, which is equivalent to $600 million. Easy to find. Washington Times promoted that. As the borders are going up, folks, not one piece of border wall has gone up. That it was refurbished wall, friends. Okay, so let's get our facts straight. Do you want me to keep going? Mr. Pro-Second Amendment President, folks, undermining through policy the U.S. Constitution and your Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment. And what has he done? 55 new legislative acts that undermine your right to bear arms. This is Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. What about everybody being afraid of Joe Biden and Joe Biden talking about bringing up a Muslim lift the very first day if he becomes the president of the United States of America? Worry not. Donald Trump has already done it. He is aiding Muslim organizations in America times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Who said that? Did you, Bradley? Absolutely not. I'm just bringing you the fruit off the branches of this evil administration because you don't know the difference. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. Who told you that? Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. Remember how he was going to eradicate the national deficit? It's gone up $8.3 trillion. Remember how this is all about making America great again, friends? Yet we find out through the education secretary, namely Betsy DeVos. And what did she do? She took the U.S. curriculum and adhered it, piggybacked it, appended it to that of the U.N. curriculum, just like they did the USMC. Okay? So if we do what the Lord tells us to do, we're going to see this administration in everybody for who they are, according to the Word of God, Matthew 7:16. But if we don't want to, these are the kind of games that we get caught up into. Because we're having too much fun being entertained by the two clowns that we think, I'm sorry, the two clowns that have been given unto us as options. Do you know very little about common sense when things come into play like this, friends? This is how they're educating people, and namely our young people in public schools today. You know what they're doing? They're asking kids questions, and then they're giving them the answers. Then they give them the two options. But guess what? What about the two options that are given? What if neither answer is the right answer to the question? It's exactly what's happening here. And I want to tell you something, too. Folks, you ever see these videos? I get live streams all day. I got to vet through literally hundreds of them every day. You see these videos where they're taking lie detector tests now, where wives or husbands are cheating on each other? See, if you don't love God first with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you're not faithful to God, you're not going to be faithful to your wife. You're not going to be faithful to your country. You're not going to be faithful to your congregants, right? Matthew 22, verse 37, read it. We're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first. The second is namely like unto this. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But what I was just going to say here, friends, how are these people going to be faithful to you if they're not faithful to God? But going back to this video that popped up today, it was a lie detector test. And a girl had her boyfriend there, and she was suspecting that he was cheating on her, just like politicians do, just like preachers do, just like people do, just like corporations do, right? But I want to show you how this is played out. Well, as this was being played out, friends, the lie detector came out, and the girl questioning her boyfriend about his fidelity, faithfulness to her, well, she was right, because the lie detector test came back and said that he was cheating on her. Now, what's interesting about it is when the guy was busted for lying through the lie detector test, the investigator actually took it a step further. He actually followed the guy around, so he got evidence and he got eyewitnesses, and even the ones that were cheating with him against his girlfriend, the investigator brought to the meeting behind closed doors. So when he sat there and said the lie detector test is completely false, it's fake, questioning the woman for why would you even do this? You know I love you. You know I'm faithful to you. Well, what does this investigator do? He opens the door and brings out the individual that's been cheating with him in front of his girlfriend. Guess who starts fighting, friends? It's not the one that was cheating. No, that's a thing of the past now. The one that he was cheating with starts to fight with his girlfriend. Do you not see this is what's happening in America today? The responsible party is left off because people don't understand God's law. They don't know how to point the finger at the responsible party. They don't understand judgment to hold them accountable that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. No. Who's fighting? Everybody in this country is fighting against each other through what? Unconstitutional parties, through denominations. Why? Because we refuse to point the finger at the responsible party and hold them accountable for their crimes and their infidelity towards we the people, regardless of what capacity they're in. Friends, we got to quit fighting. And the way to do that is we come back to one nation under God. Psalm 33:12. Because when we do that, the enemies will expose themselves. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump campaign is asking for a recall in Wisconsin, saying there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Michigan by about 20,000 votes. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
The Georgia Secretary of State saying there are about 250,000 ballots left to be counted in his state. Brad Raffensperger telling voters that every vote legally cast will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will be no update on election numbers in Nevada today. State officials saying they will provide their next update on Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden currently has a slim lead of about 8,000 votes in the state. As far as what's a holdup, Darren Shaw with the Fox News Decision Desk reminds everyone.
Nevada tends to be very good at vote counting, but because they have this mail-in system and they're receiving ballots on election day, they're not processing them until today. And to process them properly, this is according to the Secretary of State, they're going to need to do signature checks to make sure that the person didn't also vote in person, right? So no double voting.
Incumbent Senator from Maine Susan Collins also saying her opponent, Sarah Gideon, the Democrat, called to concede in the Maine Senate race. Democrats hoping to pick up Senate seats in Maine, Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, and Kentucky, only picking up the seat in Colorado where the former Democratic governor beat Cory Gardner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Holly. Just wanted to let you know, Holly just wrote in. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I did not approve of them. Of their silver and their gold, they have made themselves idols that they may be cut off. Yep, at the end of the day, that's exactly what happens. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Folks, these are the people that you're following directly into hell. It's a pretty easy way, isn't it? Though it's frustrating and confusing, just keep in mind, God is not the author of confusion. The fact of the matter is we're choosing our future right now by what we allow the mainstream media, corrupt politicians, and the professors in the church today concerning the seed that we're allowing them to sow. Because we're going to reap it. Galatians 6:7, friends. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are going to reap it. I want to highlight this really quick. You know what? As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I will take Vivian from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, me? Oh, hello. I'm fine.
Well, what say you?
Well, I just had a thought that this is another distraction, another diversion, just like they did during the impeachment.
Okay.
I think something bigger is going on. I don't know what it is.
Right. And I agree with you. Yeah, no, I believe you're absolutely correct, ma'am, because every time we see this stuff take place, it's nothing but a distraction. And I think what they really are working hard at is causing the American people to believe they're as bad as the Democrats. as they call them, the unconstitutional party Democrats, you know, the Democratic Party, they want to show you how bad they are, and then they want to show you they have 55%. They even have more favor concerning their party, as bad as they are, than the good guys. And the fact of the matter is, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. But what the problem is that we're having, ma'am, is the fact that good men, we've heard, as Edmund Burke rightly said, he said, evil men prevails because good men do nothing. Well, the fact of the matter is, good men don't allow evil to prevail. So what we're seeing here is 330 million people playing the game, not all of them, but a good portion of them, that are sitting back and allowing evil prevail, even when it comes down to knowing factual that what we're dealing with in this country is less than 1.7% of the population. Okay? Ruin the rest of this country. So I just wanted to add on to what you're saying, Vivian.
And the masks have got to go. I'm sick of this. And our governor is telling restaurants to take our name as a number. So, you know what? I think we should go in groups to restaurants and not wear masks and say, okay, if you need our name and number, fine, we're leaving. And good luck with your business.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Instead of the businesses actually dealing with the tyrant, you have an exceptional one in your state there, that Jezebel, Mrs. Whitmer. It's interesting that if the people in the state of Michigan, because there's a lot of good folks there, if they would just stand up and impeach her, Article 2, Section 4, and then indict her when she's impeached, folks, there's enough there to throw that woman in jail for the rest of her life, at least. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7.
That all we need is a one state representative to step forward and help us do it.
Yeah, I just found out just the other day, ma'am, you actually had 14, again, the good guys, the Republicans, that voted in favor of keeping Whitmer in position to continue on her executive order, which is unconstitutional unless it be congruent with the Constitution concerning the executive branch.
Well, I'll be looking those names off.
Well, you do. There you go. They're the ones helping her and aiding her. If they're not standing against her, it's because they're guilty of it. And I totally appreciate the phone call. If anybody wants to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And let me finish that point. If businesses, this is nuts. This is crazy. In Michigan, if you go into a restaurant, they ask for your name and your number. Folks, look at how far you're allowing these criminals to push the envelope. They have no business doing that. And if the businesses, like Vivian just said, are going to mandate masks and your name and your number, then you know what? Look at the business owner and say, instead of you doing the right thing and standing against the unconstitutional orders of this Jezebel named Miss Whitmer, they call the governor in your state, instead of you dealing with her, you've decided to take on the business model of attacking your customers. You need to turn around, walk out, and never return back to that business again. Because they're attacking their customers. That is the stupidest business plan I ever heard of in my entire life. But that's what they're doing, friends. Do what me and my wife and my kids have done. It doesn't take a majority to prevail, but an irate minority, friends. And the bottom line is we need to stick together, rather work together or not, and say no more of this. But it doesn't just come to, well, let's vote them out. Let's just wait until their incumbency is over. No! Take lawful action today and get them impeached and indict them for their charges against we the people. Because it is not their job to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image. But that's what you're allowing them to do every minute that you allow them to remain. So again, let's think about what's going on. Let's know that we the people are the government in this country. They work for us. And what we clearly see in many cases across the United States of America is they're not working for us. They're attacking us on the behest and on the behalf of special interest groups. There is no question about it. America, this is not a foreign enemy chasing you down and attacking you. This is your said representatives working for someone that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution on so many fronts. I need to get to my main topic here, friends. I really do. I got a bunch of phone calls coming in right now. I'll see as they come up. You all called in, it seems like, at the same time, so I'll just wait for your names and your questions to come up. In the meantime, I want to start this because I want to be an encouragement to you today. And I just wrote an article yesterday. And it's Germany in defiance towards tyranny. I brought this up several times in passing, friends. Germany is in defiance towards tyranny. And the reason I showed you the pictures of what's going on in Germany, friends, is because a picture is worth a thousand words. And oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at the pictures right now. It's like, I'm not talking about 100 people standing up against their prime minister, Mrs. Merkel, that devil. And it's interesting, the American media claimed her on the cover to be the person of the year. I want you to understand what's in motion here, friends. You have the globalists with their face out in the light of day showing you who they are. Okay? It's the American media blowing them up. Why? Because they're taking dictates from the People's White House. If you didn't know. Same thing with Germany. Same thing with many of these small countries and third world countries across the globe. That's why we have so many military bases across the world, which we have no constitutional authority doing so whatsoever. Right? Whatsoever. But folks, I want to tell you something. As I'm looking at these pictures, it's not like 100 people. It's not like 1,000 people. It's like hundreds of thousands of people standing up in defiance to tyranny in their prospective states, countries, cities, whatever the case might be. Folks, on so many fronts, this is the voice that the media does not want you to hear on a global scale. What you're thinking, you need to probably understand in many ways that we're unified, but we have to come together in the sense of communication, social media, TV, whatever the case is. We have to stand up and take our countries back because, again, friends, we're unified. And what unifies us? Under God? Once we're unified under God, Ephesians 4, just keep in mind, 1 Corinthians 1:10, the list goes on. Guess what happens? Psalm 33:12. It exposes our enemies and the people as they come under the banner of Christ and God. They're exposing their enemies at every given turn. And this is, again, the voice that the mainstream media on a global basis does not want you to hear, that we're unified in the hundreds of thousands in defiance concerning COVID-19, business shutdowns, mask mandates. This is happening globally, America. If you've not seen this article, look at the pictures. That's all you have to do is look at the pictures. I can say 1,000 things, but when you look at the pictures, that's going to answer 1,000 questions. It's on YouTube right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, look at the left side of the article. There's the article. Look at the pictures with me, if you can. Go to beforeitsnews.com on the front page, beforeitsnews.com, and go to the right side of the page, click on, join us on Top Chat. It's on the left side of the page. The article's there with all the pictures. Folks, you need to understand that what you're thinking, the majority of the people in America, I'm also broadcasting into 53 countries, and in your prospective countries are thinking the same thing. I've always said this, and I've always wondered, how is it that the masses follow the one? And I'm not talking about the Christ. I'm talking about reprobate man to their own demise. And that is history that keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. When we leave off God wickedly and we adjoin ourselves to that of corrupt fallen man and we take his word over it, over the God that cannot lie, we get exactly what we deserve. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. We're not to do that. We're to put ourselves under God and him alone, individually, then corporately. Okay? But again, friends, I want you to pay attention to the fact that what I see firsthand across the country is people are not in agreement in America with what's going on here today. It's the media that wants to counter the truth of the issue, and they want to propagandize you and inundate you with lies until you believe their lies. Folks, we the people in this country are the strength of the U.S. Constitution. So it's not just in Germany that the people are beginning to defy tyranny. It's also happening, as I've said in the past, I say again today, it's happening in the UK. We're getting shut down by YouTube for showing you live streams of the hundreds of thousands that are rising up against tyranny in the UK. The YouTube outlet is shutting us down because we're showing you the truth of the matter because it doesn't fit the narrative of globalists and the mainstream media and the control of the CIA. Friends, it's happening in Australia. It's happening, friends, in France. It's happening in Israel. It's happening all over the world. So for as much as you don't believe the mainstream media, rest assured, I'm here to tell you, this is exactly why you can't trust or believe a thing that they have to say. Folks, unite under the Christ. Unite under the banner of no king but King Jesus, just like our forefathers. And if you're in a foreign country, listen to what I'm telling you. That's the safest place to be, is to trust in the name of the Lord. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about German indifference towards tyranny. Massive. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out the article. I just posted it this morning, actually later on this morning. Germany in defiance towards tyranny in the case that you are under the delusion that everyone is just going along with it. No, they are not, friends. No, they are not. And I'm not here to push your confidence in the arm of the flesh. I'm telling you to trust the Lord and to shut down the lies. Because the problem, again, that we're having in this country is people are listening to those that know how to lie better than you, in many cases, know how to tell the truth. And shame on us if it falls to our lot. Shame on us if we're responsible for that. And I want to tell you this. Action speaks a lot louder than words. The fact of the matter is you're seeing in foreign countries all over the world right now where they're taking, instead of just praying about it, they're putting feet to their prayers. And because they're putting their feet to their prayers, friends, look what's happening. They're going to overturn and overthrow tyranny. Again, folks, you can only oppress people for so long before they stand up and say that's enough. And I want to make clear, I'm not the one breaking the law. These people are not the ones breaking the law in Australia and in Germany and in France and in the UK and in Israel. They're not the ones breaking the law. They're the ones obeying the law, throwing off those that are violating the law. This is a fraud. It's a perpetuated fraud, and you all the well know it. And by the way, that's exactly what they're standing up against, is this whole plandemic that's taking place on a global basis, where Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump, and all of their henchmen are trying to tee you up. The same ones selling the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. They're trying to tee you up, friends, to anticipate the vaccination. And yesterday we just talked about what's inside of this vaccination. The day before we spent time highlighting what's inside of these vaccinations, friends. That's what people are standing up against. Remember when I was just talking about when we had Dr. Catherine Northrup, and she was talking about luciferase. I'm sorry, luciferus. I got it right in front of me right now. Also luciferin. And then talking about the patent. Folks, it's right in front of your face. And who patented back in March of this year? Right when the pandemic came out. Bill Gates did. And there's Donald Trump, the poster boy for the vaccinations. My goodness. Birds of a feather, they flock together. Right? And yet you never hear this. Everybody's talking about how bad Bill Gates is and Anthony Fauci. Well, who gave him the stage, man? Come on, you can say it. Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I just betrayed him. Oh, forgive me, Donald Trump. Folks, you know what? I want to say to people like that, because there's a whole mess of them out there. You've chosen, I want you to listen carefully. You've chosen Donald Trump in the place of repentance. You've chosen Donald Trump in the place of repentance. I've asked the question so many times, how do you show mercy to a people like that? Here, I'm going to give you the biblical answer. You can't. You can't. There is, throughout Scripture, the woeings. Woeings is equivalent to a curse. Woe unto you, Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes. And why is this? Why is this happening? Because they've rejected the counsel of God against themselves. They take the word of man over the word of God. I want to say it again. The people in this country have replaced repentance with Donald Trump. Instead of repenting, they took on Donald Trump so they could live their own little carnal, idol-worshipping lives. And it's exactly what it's about. Just talk to them sometime. Just tell them what the word... They'll talk about how they're Christians all day long. And when you use the word of God against Donald Trump, you tell me which side of the fence they stand on, because it won't be the word of God. This is the poster boy for the vaccinations, Donald Trump. We have doctors, again, exposing these people for who they are, right? And this is what I've been showing you over the last 6 months since this pandemic has all came out. It's a perpetual fraud. We all know this. Folks, a good majority, I've shared this with you. First-hand experience. I've yet to meet anybody that believes this. And I'm not, it's not just because of my circles. I'm talking about having conversations when I'm pumping gas into the vehicle. Going inside of a restaurant and getting something to eat. Walking down a hallway, sitting in a church service. Talking to someone just outside on a corner. It doesn't matter, folks. And you know what I see more than anything is the young people that are standing up in defiance as to what the older people are submitting themselves to. That's what I see. That's a fact. I mean, the older generation wants to attempt to justify the unjustifiable by telling the younger generation, who looks at the older generation as a total reproach in so many different ways, but the older generation looks down on them as if to suggest that they have something to learn from them. You are sadly mistaken. Read Deuteronomy chapter 1. It reminds me all the well when the Lord looked at the disobedient, the older ones, and he said, tell them, the older generation, I'm adding this, tell them, to go around the mountain, and then he said, go and tell the younger generation that had no knowledge between good and evil, tell them they're the ones that are going to go into the promised land. Oh my goodness. Oh, you older generation that are trying to justify the unjustifiable, you put yourself in a real bad, bad, bad situation. Bad situation. This is just coming to my aid right now, and I feel that I'm supposed to answer this by the Holy Ghost. Yesterday, someone had said that we as a nation are shepherdless. Okay? We're like sheep without a shepherd. I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. I've been in thousands of hotel rooms across this country. Okay? My little boy, Christian, walks into every single hotel that we go to. The first thing he does is check for the Bible. Because he knows that Dad's going to mark those Bibles up as I read a couple books out of those Bibles before I leave that room. So if you ever see a Bible that's all marked up with highlighter, it's probably me that wrote in that Bible. Okay? But because I'm eating on the bread and feeding on the bread of life all day long. Right? John 7:17. But my little boy, everywhere we go, he pulls out the Bible. I've seen three hotels, maybe four hotels, out of the thousands of hotels that we've been in over the last 23 years. What do you mean you're as sheep without a shepherd? Oh, didn't the Lord rebuke Samuel and the children of Israel? I'm sorry, didn't the Lord rebuke the children of Israel through Samuel for wanting a king like other nations? Yep, he did. See, the fact of the matter is, we're supposed to govern ourselves, and until we walk before God in the fear of the Lord, filial, not diabolical, we're not going to be able to govern ourselves. And if we can't govern ourselves, then guess what? We have to put up with a king, a president. Okay? But in this particular country, friends, our king is the U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause and everything that falls down below it. Not our favorite politicians, not our completely unconstitutional political parties. I got to keep saying that because that's what's dividing the people. And this is how the media is playing this, continuously dividing the people one against another. So I beg the question to the person that said this is a nation without a shepherd. It's because they've chosen who they want to follow, and it's not the shepherd. Okay, we're not going to give counsel to God. We're not going to point the finger back at the Lord and say, you didn't do this for us. Nope. Everywhere we go, the Word of God is right there. And we're to consume the Word of God. Why? Well, when we go to Psalm 119, what does it tell us? Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Who are we supposed to follow? John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Who's the mediator? Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. There's no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. What verse is that? Acts 4:12. We're supposed to, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He's the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Come on, guys, what do you mean? Where's a bunch of sheep without a shepherd? We know who our shepherd is. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the lion of the tribe of Judah, right? He's the Prince of Peace. He's the one that came to magnify God's moral law. He's the one that gives us grace to overcome and faith to overcome, not to succumb. So let me go back to this concerning my consummation in ending this. Folks, look what's happening all across the world. People are rising up in opposition. Lawful opposition. I'm not talking about revolution. What are they doing? They're standing up in defiance to tyranny on a global basis. This is why the big tech companies are censoring people in America. Because they don't want you to know that this is happening on a global basis. Not the power of the enemy. What I'm sharing with you right now is the voice that the global media does not want you to hear. Get back on your knees. Put your face towards God. Stand on the Bible if you want. Put your knees on the Bible. Let's say it that way. Draw a circle around you and tell the Lord to revive everything inside of that circle. And don't get up and walk out until he does, because he will. Just ask me. Acts 20:21. Galatians 3:24. And let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At TCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.